Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're down to the last week of Major League Baseball, so you've got some teams playing really hard and others that are basically checking their watches every 10 minutes to see what time it is and to get the heck out of there. I saw one such game last night with the Rockies and the Phillies. The Phillies obviously were eliminated over the weekend in Atlanta, being swept by four. The Rockies are in the midst of a very vigorous pursuit of postseason, both in the division and in the wild card. And they gained a game in that pursuit against the Cardinals last night. Here we go. Very meaningful games being played, not by a lot of teams, but by some teams down the season stretch.
We thought the Rockies' chances for the Western Division crown was flickering, but it's still alive. Only a game and a half back with six to go.
Yeah,
and the Rockies will be at home while the Dodgers will be on the road for the next six games. With the Rockies got six left, and just looking here,
they've got two with Dodgers, the D-backs, and then three left, with the and they've got five left. They've got two with the D-backs, and then three with the Giants. So at least they're playing a rivalry series at the end, as the Cardinals are in Chicago. Cardinals have got the tough road. I mean, Milwaukee beat them last night. They've got Milwaukee for two more, and then three in Chicago, which is still fighting and trying to fend off Milwaukee. So you've got Milwaukee and the Cubs still pulling pretty hard and probably will be right to the very end.
Yeah, we keep saying meaningful baseball, but there's no better definition than what the Cardinals have to do, the Rockies have to do, and the Dodgers have to do, or are trying to do.
Yeah.
National League is where you need to focus your attention. No question about it. In the American League over the weekend, and yesterday, Boston set a franchise record for wins.
Yep.
They got 106, so there was that.
Yep.
The A's clinched. They clinched a playoff spot even before they played because of something that happened elsewhere. But they still have a chance to get the number one wild card spot from the Yankees, which would mean a home game. That's basically the what they're looking for. Whoever wins the American League wild card will get to play at home. And that's not over yet either. So kind of a ancillary important game, even though both those teams are already in, makes for a little different drama than the National League when you got teams that are just trying to get in and aren't getting picky about it. This is going to sound like me doing this for you, but I can assure you it's not. Okay? Here are all the hitters in Major League Baseball history with a WAR season of 10.6 or better. All right? You ready for this list?
Yep. I am ready for this list. Let's go.
Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, Ted Williams, Ty Cobb, Mickey Mantle, Rogers Hornsby, Cal Ripken Jr., Joe Morgan, Carl Yastrzemski, Stan Musial, Lou Gehrig, Hannes Wagner, and Mookie Betts.
Wow.
Now, we say WAR on this show a fair amount, not as much as some, but it's now determined that WAR is
It's a good stat.
It's a good metric. Measures how good you are. And by definition, here's what it is. Here's what wins above replacement means. A single number that represents the number of wins the player added to the team above what a replacement player would add. Now, the replacement player is like a triple A guy or what we refer to sometimes as a quadruple A guy. Like, he's too good for triple A, but he can't stick in the big league. Think Paulo Orlando. Paulo Orlando for the Royals is a replacement player. So that's your kind of baseline. And the scale for a single season, Anything above 8 WAR is MVP quality. If you have 5 wow. WAR or better, you're an all-star. Mookie Betts is currently at 10.7.
Wow.
Now, I don't want to disparage or leave out Mike Trout, because he twice since 2012 has had a 10.5 WAR season, and he's currently at 9.9, and he's only 26. However, Mookie Betts is having, without question, and by any definition, and regardless of who you're pulling for, an historic 2018. His WAR went up 0.1 after his performance last night, and the list of guys that I read off are the only ones that had 10.6 WAR in a season or better. By comparison, when Barry Bonds was going crazy in the early 2000s, he had an 11.9 WAR season in 2001.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's stunning. Well, consider J.D. Martinez. His WAR is just over 6.
And he's not even on the top 10.
Even in the mix, but he's going to garner, you know, a fair amount of votes for the MVP.
Mookie Betts is the MVP.
Yes, he is.
But I follow your logic and see what you're saying. Your boy Kyle Freeland is 7th in WAR at 7.9.
Dude, I'm telling you. The guy, okay. Here's my man crush moment with Kyle Freeland. We seem to have one every week. But at least, you know, he pitched in the Missouri Valley Conference. Mm-hmm. He was the Valley Pitcher of the Year at Evansville, was a first-round draft pick. He's won 16 games this year. And he's got, I believe he's got a 232 and is 9-2 in Denver. His ERA is 282, I think, for the season total, but it's 232, and he's got a 9-2 record in his starts in Denver at altitude. So, and the guy is unflappable, and he doesn't go out there, and you've seen him pitch a million times. Mm-hmm. He doesn't go out there with overwhelming stuff, but he goes out there with overwhelming confidence and the lack of fear in hitting spots. He's not afraid. I love watching this guy pitch.
Well,
he's taking me to a different level.
Definition of a bulldog.
Totally.
Your stuff plays up when you're confident. When you throw the ball like you believe in the result, and you already know what the result's going to be before you throw it, it's almost like the ball knows.
Great way of saying it. Very good description. And from a fellow lefty, I'll take that. You know,
and
from
it's yeah. This is not a word, but it is for me. Pitchability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's not leading the league in strikeouts. So what? He's getting outs, and he knows why he's doing what he's doing. And by the way, the Rockies still have him on the cheap. Won't be all arbitration eligible until 2020. But yeah. He's having quite a season.
Yeah, and I think he's going to finish 4th in the Cy Young Award balloting. I really do. DeGrom, Scherzer, Nola, I think are probably the mm-hmm. top 3, and I wouldn't take contention with that at all. But
DeGrom and Nola are 3 and 4 in the major leagues in WAR, if you want to continue to go by that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, good company.
Pretty good company. Not bad at all. So
if you want to take a bow right now about how Mookie Betts is doing this year, you're certainly entitled to do so. He's
got a historic season. It's like for every other Red Sox fan, Yankees fan, maybe Cardinals fan to some degree, certainly Astros fans now, what are you doing in the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it. Once you get into this cycle, and the Royals were there for a while, right? I mean, really, the Royals had that 2.5 year cycle or so that it was like, okay, let's get to October, and the regular season is great, and you love it for all of the right reasons, but you know, the season really starts in October. So it is for these for some of these ball clubs. And you know what? I mean, the Red Sox could win another three games and finish with 109 or 110 wins. And if they are out in the first round of the playoffs, the season's not successful.
When you stand on your head for 162 games like the Red Sox have, or teams like them, mm-hmm. is your fan base, if they finish it off with a World Series title, more of a sigh of relief than it is absolute jubilation because of the bar they set for themselves?
Yeah, more relief than joy.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of joy, but yeah, I do think that you get, because the margin for error is so much thinner. I mean, when you are one of those clubs, I think your fan base, there is an expectation. Whether it's fair or not, it's there. Royals fans, I think, felt it. I think Royals fans got to a point in a World Series one year, win the World Series the next, and maybe there's some different level of reality when you don't do it year in and year out that you assume as a fan base. But some of these others, I mean, no, yeah, I do. I think that it's like, okay, now can we win a series? I mean, Red Sox have won the division 3 years in a row. They haven't won a World Series in that point during that time. In fact, they haven't played in one. So what in the end is it really worth? And that's unfair.
I think
because
it's too bad if you're a fan.
It is.
And that's how you feel if you win it all. It's like, whew, we didn't blow it. You know, we didn't choke.
Right. Yeah. And I've always, and fans are interesting in this regard. Taking it to football, think about Oklahoma fans, all my friends from Oklahoma. And when you have 47 straight and Bud Wilkinson and Barry Switzer and Bob Stoops and national championships, you know, it's hard to just smell the roses during mm-hmm. an 8-4 run or a 9-3 season when really the expectation, and not just within the fan base, but within the program itself, is to compete for national championships. Well, okay, but that means that you don't have a whole hell of a lot of margin for error. And it does take a little of the fun away of it,
yeah.
I think. You're right. No question about it.
869,
I will be on pins and needles watching the Red Sox in the postseason. Not because I have a fatalistic view of things.
Wouldn't you anyway?
But just because.
Or not.
Huh?
Wouldn't you anyway?
Yes.
Look,
yes.
Everybody's goal is to try to make the playoffs every year, and you feel like if you're a follower of a Major League Baseball team, you have a pretty good idea of whether you're going to be quote-unquote good or not. Mm-hmm. But nobody saw 107 wins coming, right?
No.
And so in the process, you kind of have to readjust your sights, and you're like, oh, my God, we're going to run away with the East, and we'll be the odds-on favorite to win the World Series. Now we're chokers if we don't win. That's a hell of a way to go through a 162-game season as a fan of a particular team. 869-1240 is the number. All right, Chris. I assume this is Red Sox, Chris, right? Chris, do you read me? Are you there?
You know, okay. Shane, you said it right there. I don't know if this is indicative of Red Sox fans, and Bruce can maybe speak to this, but it is, I think. I mean, I go into this postseason, man, I don't know. I've got my doubts.
I can't believe you guys.
I hear you. I mean, we sound pathetic, Chris.
I won't go that far, but man.
Yeah.
Well, I think if they win, I don't know if it's that much different. I think it is if they win 95 games and get in and don't have the season they're having. But I think you can argue that other than the Yankees, of the four American League teams, the Red Sox probably have the most, if you want to say weaknesses, and they don't have a lot, but, you know, they've got a couple, and both Bruce and I, you know, both kind of know what they are. But I got to tell you, and I hate to say it like this, maybe this is just a psychological thing for myself, but I think this is the Indians here. I really think the Indians, I worry about that team more than any team in the American League right now. And I don't know if I'm alone in that, but.
Well, they're about as under-the-radar divisional champ as they've been in a long time because of what the Red Sox have done, stealing the spotlight away from them.
Well, I think I guess they're under the radar in that regard, but, man, on my radar they're not. I mean, I've been watching them, and the Astros are solid, too. I heard today the guy on ESPN said that the Astros probably had the least amount of weaknesses. I don't believe in the A's. I think I don't see them going the long haul. they're a really, really, really good story. I mean, they've done this, you know, quite a bit lately, but I don't know. I guess, Bruce, I would love to, and this sounds ridiculously obvious, but I would love to know that Sale's going in healthy. I would love to know that what they need to do is that if they play the Yankees, just don't even put Price on the mound, basically. You got to throw someone else out there.
Breathe, Chris. Breathe.
I hear you, Chris. I hear you. Here's what I'd say about the A's. I would trade our bullpen for theirs right now. Because that's my only concern. My concern is Chris Sale's health and then the bullpen. That's it. Those are the only two things. And I believe that Chris Sale is going to be fine. The bullpen has proven itself to be what it is. It can be effective, but they've been incendiary at times. And so the trust factor, I think, for the fan base is somewhat hesitant. But the Red Sox aren't going to win 107, 8, 9, or 10 games by mistake.
Right. That's my thing.
You just don't do it.
They got so many weaknesses. How come they won 106 games?
But exactly.
That's for you guys. You're fans. I'll let you have it.
I mean, that's just kind of the way it works. Yeah, Cleveland just beat the Red Sox 2 out of 3, and they played within the last week and a half or so. So, I don't know. Everything changes in the postseason. Second season, new life, back up what you've done, and then go out and pitch, get some timely hits. It's great stuff. Back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.